Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is absolutely incrinculent. We have a couple of quotes here from Michael Irvin and Bryant McFadden. But first, Ron, I think we each have an amazing quarterback stat from around the league. Didn't you give me one earlier? On somebody who's 0-something in primetime games? What was that stat?
Jones and the New York football Giants.
Daniel Jones. What's his record?
0-9 in primetime starts. 0-9.
I think him and Kirk Cousins amazing. They're competing for who's worse in primetime.
And then there's a Cooper Rush stat out there that now I can't find.
3-0 joining Roger Staubach and Jason Garrett. Is the only Cowboy quarterbacks to win their first three starts.
That and then
Cooper Rush.
There was like a historic stat about people in their first three starts. And he's putting up numbers. Jerry Jones saying he hopes there's a quarterback controversy. That guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're paying Dak Prescott a lot of money. There better be he better end up getting the job back.
Nothing like inviting controversy.
Here it is. Here it is. Stats by Stats, Twitter site, in each of his career starts, three of them in a row here, Cooper Rush has thrown for 200-plus yards, had a 90-plus passer rating, and went 3-0. Do you know how many quarterbacks, since these stats were first tracked in 1950, have done that? Ron?
Ben?
Bullsey?
How many people have done that?
Ron says one named Ben.
I'll say two.
I don't know that Ben's passing yards in those first three games were that high. Obviously, he started 13-0.
I'll say none. Nobody in history.
And you know the answer.
Besides the great Cooper Rush has done this. 200-plus, 90-plus passer rating, and 3-0. Sort of arbitrary numbers, but nevertheless, I don't think we thought this was going to happen, and maybe it makes the Bengals' loss to the Cowboys look a little more palatable if you're in Cincy. You like that word, Ron? Palatable?
Palatable. That's very palatable.
All right, let's get to this quarterback.
I did hear that our friend Ian Eagle was on the call of the Cincinnati Jets game and apparently said that, you know, the National Football League is abuzz that the Bengals are 0-2.
Yeah.
You know, Super Bowl team, 0-2. And he goes, it's one thing to lose and be 0-2. It's something much worse to lose to Mitch Trubisky and Cooper Rush. So not a lot of love there nationally for Mitch. And now you're going to hear a lot of love for Kenny Pickett.
Well, this all began last week when Rod Woodson came on here and on the Pat McAfee show. And said, I think for long-term effect, if you put Pickett in there with these young receivers, young backs, and let them all grow together, that's the key to success. I'd love for Pickett to be the guy now. That's basically what Michael Irvin said. Now, Michael Irvin got his start with Troy Aikman. And, Ron, I didn't realize. I knew Aikman was got beaten around for a year. I didn't realize he got beaten around basically for three. His first great season was his fourth year in the NFL.
And then that's when they brought in Emmett, right?
Somewhere in there, yeah. He was 0-15, Troy Aikman, in his first year, and just got absolutely murdered. Let's hear Michael Irvin on why he thinks it's best to play Kenny Pickett right now.
So do we continue the course, or do we say, let's try to give this thing an injection, some little hope here? Because I always say, hope dictates effort. Maybe we do just try to give them a change, just give them a different look. Just put the kid in and see what everything else happens. Because I believe it'll be a little jolt of energy, and maybe you start seeing something.
And he also, he couched it in Aikman terms of, he could grow together with his young receivers. They go through all this adversity together. It only helps them.
And that's what Woodson told us last week, same thing.
And then McFadden, he pointed out that if he was still playing defense, they wouldn't mind seeing Pickett because they'd throw all these looks at him, to which I think, wouldn't that be a great experience for him? Let's start seeing it now.
Yep.
It's going to happen sooner. It's not like by making him wait, Ron, he's suddenly going to be all that much better prepared for live action against, pick the best defense in the league right now. Who? Packers? Bucks?
They're going to see one of Tampa in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
against
exactly.
Tampa in a couple weeks.
Would he be that much better prepared not having played to face a team like Tampa? I'm not sure you can prepare for that unless you see it. This was McFadden, 10 minutes ago or so with us. I asked him in a game, a rousing game, I might add, of yes or no.
Oh, yes. It was definitely rousing.
If he thought the Steelers would still finish with a winning record and make the playoffs, he said yes. Ron followed up by saying, please elaborate on that.
I'm curious why you think they can still have a winning record and make the playoffs.
Number 8 will save our season. Kenny Pickett will save our season. And I might be a little bit financially biased towards Kenny Pickett because when we drafted him, I did put money on Kenny's name to win Rookie of the Year. So I would definitely feel good about that. But I think Kenny Pickett, if he gets an opportunity to jump in, man, we're going to see a different type ball club.
Ron,
at least he was honest about his
bet. I like
that. At least he was honest about his bet.
I like that. So this it's not just the emotional fans who are always going to chant for the next guy. This is going back to week 1, the Peter Kings and Ed Bouchettes of the world, wondering at least, if not advocating, if this could happen. And now it's Woodson and McFadden and
Irvin
and even Chris Hoch last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, didn't discount the idea. It doesn't sound to me like he's a big Trubisky guy. Now, he might prefer to see Rudolph.
He's willing to go with Mason Rudolph.
But he also said, the first time I asked him about it, that Pickett would be the better option, or might be a better option right now. This is becoming just a wave of let's see Pickett. And a lot of it's based on Trubisky, I think.
And Tomlin is saying we're going to tune out the noise.
Yes.
And we're going to roll up our sleeves and continue to go to work. Said, I've seen improvement every week. I've seen improvement in Trubisky every week. He's tuning out the noise, as he said, we're not going to blow into the wind. What was it? What else did he say?
Yeah, not going to blow in the wind. This is a no-blink business.
No-blink business.
It's a no-blink business.
Ain't that the truth? My favorite one. We're going to show steely resolve.
Steely resolve, yeah. Smile in the face of adversity.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, he brought them all out.
Yes, he did.
You got to bring that back, that quote. He had 8 cliches, like rapid fire.
I went back and transcribed it. He said, and I'll find the audio, the last couple games haven't unfolded the way we would have liked, but we're in a no-blink business. Sometimes you have to show steely resolve, smile in the face of adversity, and roll up our sleeves and get back to work.
I love that. So here we are, and it's the Jets, and if it's ugly early, the fact that it's the Jets changes to me the whole sort of dynamic of how the crowd might react, how Tomlin might react. The Jets stink. They might be the worst team in the league. They lucked out against the Browns and won a game. I get it. But they might be the worst team in the league. They're the Jets. Ron, from the very first pass, we were just talking about this during the break. Trubisky and the offense are going to be under fire and subject to boos, and we want Kenny's, I think, from pass number 1 in this game. And if it goes poorly against this team, it could change everything.
Yeah, and I mean, this makes the perfect sense. You have a home game against a bad team. If you are going to make a change, this would be the time to do it. I don't know that I want to put Pickett in against Buffalo the following week. I'd rather do it now. But Tomlin clearly, now that doesn't mean he won't change his mind if Trubisky's bad in the first half. I don't think he will necessarily, but it doesn't mean it's an impossibility.
I don't know what Buffalo's injury situation is, but if it's a team that's playing an all-backup secondary again, that might not be the worst thing. Plus, Pickett is a guy who, when the lights come on, and where do they come on brighter these days than in Buffalo with Josh Allen? I wouldn't mind seeing that. But in the meantime, man, you fail against the Jets. And I actually think Trubisky did get better last game. I don't think he was the problem last game, necessarily. Of course, I would have gone to Pickett before that game. But if they're making progress, Ron, and all this progress leads to a 2-touchdown outing against a mediocre defense in Cleveland, that doesn't add up to much. What's it going to add up to this week? Do they have to have a big game offensively here for Trubisky to save his job? Does he have to play really well?
I don't. I think if he plays, gets a little better than he did in Cleveland and they win, he's going to stay with them.
The in-game switch is really interesting because now I'm thinking back to the last time Mike Tomlin did that. How similar is this situation to them going into Cincinnati against the
great
terrible
point.
Bengals
great point.
Team?
And he brought in Duck in the second half.
He
did not want to bring in a Duck. He didn't. And it took, it wasn't just the first half. It took Mason throwing ground balls on the first series of the second. Like, it reached epic proportions where he had no choice, really, but to go to Duck. Mason Rudolph was broken from the Browns debacle and from that. And if for some reason, Ron, this goes way south and Trubisky is awful in the first half and the Steelers are looking at 1-3, I honestly believe he could go to Pickett in the second half. I don't think that will happen. I think this offense, because it's the Jets, is going to look good and stave this off for a while. But if it goes south for Trubisky and they're looking at 1-3 and perhaps a season wrecker, I think he would go to Pickett in the second half. Do you?
It'd have to be a real bad performance by Trubisky in the offense, I think, for that to happen. The Duck situation was a little different, though, because, he knew – he had already seen Duck. Duck, you were at the game in L.A., right, against the Chargers, that Duck led them to the win.
Was the Bengals game after that?
That was after okay. that, I believe, because then they went back to Mason, and then he benched Mason. He knew Duck wasn't his future, cared about throwing him out there, so to speak. I think he's, he knows Pickett is his guy and he doesn't want to put him in before he thinks he's ready.
I think he could and I think he would. I think only extremely dire circumstances right now would produce a quarterback change for Tomlin. Trailing against the Jets and having a horrible first half for your quarterback and
that
staring at 1-3.
That might
if
do
not,
it.
Then I don't know what the heck's going to do it.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean.
Folesy, what do you think it takes here?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. I think that would be the scenario that I could see Tomlin pulling the trigger on it. If especially at home, and if they get out of the first half and they're down like 13-6 to the Jets, that's at that point you're saving face. At that point, you're just like, okay, let's not embarrass ourselves for the second half
here.
You
know what the crowd is going to be yelling.
Right. It's going to be ugly if they go into that halftime locker room down 13-6 at the Jets at home.
Maybe Michael Irvin and Rod Woodson and Bryant McFadden will be in the crowd yelling for Kenny at that point. You think? They'll have their own little section, and they'll be yelling for Kenny. Former NFL greats.
The noise that Tomlin wants to tune out, it's getting a little louder.
We are not going to blow in the wind. That's the sentiment I want to relay, Tomlin said. We are in a no-blink business, particularly if we believe in what we do and the people we are doing it with. I guess I'd feel much better about that, Ron, if there was like a playoff win in the last 5 years.
Yeah,
I just don't know if the whole Steeler way feels real. Feels like something to rely on in tough times anymore.
Where's the past success that we used to rely on?
A long time ago, honestly. There are kids now who are going into ninth grade. They're headed into high school who haven't seen the Steelers advance to a Super Bowl anyway. And what they have seen in the past 11, 12 years is playoff failure. In 10 of those years, because they won 2 playoff games 1 year, one in another, in 10 of the past 12 years, there's been 0 playoff wins.
Track record not very good.
It doesn't feel like the Steeler way is necessarily something to rely on in tough times anymore, Ron. That's what I mean.
Nope. No, I can't argue with that. I've been a big believer that the Steeler way that people like to say is overrated anyhow. I think they're not a lot different than every other franchise in the league, the way they operate, what they do. You know, people seem to think maybe they're a little on a higher ethical level, whatever. They're not. The Steeler way is no different than anyone else.
And it's not even like they have a lot of guys that have been there, done that kind of deal. Like, Cam Hayward's been around forever, sure, but how many playoff wins has he got?
He's been involved in, what, three?
Yeah, I mean, throughout his entire career. So there's not too many of those guys around either.
I mean, we're getting to the point now.
Yeah, after Ben was gone, he was the only one.
Right.
Yeah. We're getting to the point now, in the last decade plus, 11 years going on 12, how many teams in the AFC have less playoff wins than the Steelers? Patriots and Bills both have more, right? Bills have won.
Well,
yeah,
the
they've
Bengals
won
three. Three last
Bengals
year.
Bengals won at least as many, sure.
I mean, Cleveland,
Baltimore,
won
obviously,
one, right?
Right? Indy, Tennessee, Houston's won more playoff games in that time. Kansas City. I mean, we're just a decade. 12 years is a long time, Ron.
Yeah,
it's a long time.
It is a long time.
It's longer than Bill Walsh or Jimmy Johnson or John Madden or Vince Lombardi coached. And Tomlin did make those Super Bowls twice in the first 4 years. The first 4 years were amazing. But, man, since then, in the postseason, it's been rough. Sometimes getting there has been rough. If they miss the playoffs, how many will that be, half the time in the last 6 years that they've missed?
I'd have to look it up.
They would have missed this year. They would have made it the last two, missed it the two before that. So it would be three misses in 5 years. And last year they needed a literal miracle and a third wild card to get in. I mean, that's 5 years is a fair amount of time too in the league, you know?
Yeah, it sure is.
I mean, when was the last time they were legitimate Super Bowl contenders?
I think we all thought for a while in 20.
Yeah.
But by the end of the year,
nobody
thought that.
I mean, they went south in a hurry after. And I think it all changed when Bud Dupree went down. I truly believe that.
17, Folsy.
Yeah.
They went 13-3 and won the division and had the horrible, injury.
They had no business losing to the Jaguars that game in the playoffs.
At home, absolutely.
All right. Take your calls next, 412-928-9370. Is it legitimately, not just emotionally, is it legitimately, are there legitimate reasons to go to Pickett right now or during this game or if it goes poorly for the next game in Buffalo? Let's talk about that. And we'll also talk about what I thought was the biggest news item from Mike Tomlin, a pretty big one if it goes south a little bit here.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.